Firemen from all over the country have been signing an open letter to voters condemning cuts to their emergency service. It claims that since the last election, at least 39 fire stations have closed, 146 fire engines have been scrapped and more than 5,000 posts have been cut. Hundreds of firefighters have already signed the letter. One of them is Fire Brigades Union member Mark Chapman from Portsmouth, who joins us now with our reporter Dominic Blake. So, Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you there. So tell me more about the changes in the fire service over the last 5 years.
Well, basically, in the last 5 years, we've seen a 20% reduction in the funding from government. David Cameron, at the eve of the last election, said there will be no cuts to the frontline services. Unfortunately, in that last 5 years, as you said, we've seen a reduction of 40 fire stations nationally, 146 fire engines and 5,000 firefighters posts in the last 5 years alone. Looking at London specifically, there's been 10 London fire stations closed in the last year. That's more closed than in 1 year than in the last 50. So obviously that is drastic frontline cuts.
Right, let me bring in Dominic, because Dominic, you've been talking to Penny Mordaunt about this, and to get a bit of balance, obviously in the run-up to an election, this is a important point. I mean, what did Penny Mordaunt tell you?
Well, until the election was called, of course, Penny was the Portsmouth North MP and Fire Service Minister, and she gave us a statement which said, under this government, fire incidents have continued to fall. Whilst we've protected frontline services, our improvements to fire safety will see further reductions in the number of fires, but there's massive scope, as Sir Ken Knight's review identified, for sensible savings in the fire service from improved procurement, use of technology and more joint working with the emergency services. And she goes on to say, fire and rescue financial reserves have grown in the last 5 years, and we provided a transformation fund to further enable services to be able to develop new services and to collaborate better with other emergency services. And she ends by saying, where we have made new demands on services, for example, in the requirement for the private sector rental properties to have a smoke and carbon monoxide alarms fitted, we have supplied additional funding to do so.
Okay, Mark, come back on that. What do you want to say?
Okay, Penny's very right, and the fire incidents have actually reduced. That's been down to firefighters proactively working with community fire safety initiatives. Unfortunately, for the fire service is now the fire and rescue service, so it's not just responding to fire incidents, but it's also responding to road traffic collisions, flooding, industrial disasters, and terrorism. 7/7 is a fine example of that. Mm-hmm. So although fire incidents are reducing, the role of a firefighter and the role of the fire service nationally in this modern era is far more reaching than the fire incidents we were referring to in that statement.
So when it comes to fires, have you almost been a victim of your own success? Because clearly the going out and meeting, which we've spoken about before, going out and meeting the public and saying put smoke detectors in, is working.
It's working in saving lives. I'll put that one across. Fires will always happen in human nature. There's accidents that happen. There's technological issues with equipment that we trust in our homes, TVs, toasters, microwaves, things like that. It will go wrong. So we won't actually stop fires, but what we will do is save lives. So that's what we've done.
Well, I know you've signed this open letter, and I presume you're hoping politicians of all colours will read it.
That's right, yeah. By signing the letter, basically, I wanted to raise its profile to the media, which I have today, and in turn the public, hopefully opening their eyes to the real dangers brought on by these cuts, cuts that affect every home and every taxpayer.
Mark Chapman, thank you for being there this morning. Firefighter and FBU member Dominic Blake also there this morning. And we shall be hearing more about, by the way, a fire that happened overnight in Dorset just after 8 o'clock, 19 minutes to 8 on BBC Radio 7.